are all here, and we are likely ready to begin. Welcome and good afternoon. This is Design Commission, Portland Design Commission, for Thursday, March 5th, 2020. Let's begin with introductions. First, staff from the City of Portland who are here today.
Brian Tierney.
Laura Duvall.
Excellent. We have two Stacys with us today. Great.
And I'm Tim Herron.
Tim Herron. All right. And commissioners who are here today.
Chandra Robinson.
Zary Santner.
Don Vallister.
And I am Julie Livingston. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So we have four commissioners here today, which is a quorum. Vice Chair Sam Rodriguez, Commissioner Brian McCarter, and Commissioner Jessica Molinar are not able to join us. We have a short agenda, actually only three items on our agenda, but actually a long hearing date. Thank you very much. First, we will begin with items of interest, and then we will move very quickly into a continuation of a Type 3 land use review for the Alamo Manhattan blocks in South Waterfront. Following that conversation, we have a Type 3 land use review for a multifamily building in Goose Hollow. Is there anybody in the room who is here for the Goose Hollow proposal? No. Good. Because that's a long ways away. We are likely going to spend a couple of hours on the Alamo Manhattan proposal. So both Stacy Castleberry and Stacy Monroe are here. Tim Herron, do you have any items of interest?
Yeah, just a quick update. I spoke to you at least the last hearing or two ago, coordinating with the Audubon Society on presenting or having a short presentation for the Commission on Lighting in Cities and Bird Safe matters, coordinating with Mary Coolidge at the moment to set up a time. Your schedule's kind of ridiculous, but either way, we may try and squeeze it in if we have a cancellation in the near future. And I guess I've heard a lot of, obviously, you'd love to hear this. I'm thinking we would probably do it at the start of the hearing. It would be about 45 minutes at most, presentation and Q&A.
Okay.
So that's it. More to follow unless you have other questions. I don't have any other items. We had a big day.
Okay. Commissioners, any items of interest?
No.
No.
Okay. We're all good. Our